Yes.
We have friends down in the colony. We have friends on down in Palm Beach, on Palm Beach, on the island down there. So I know a lot of times some of our families do not want their name given.
Sure.
So when you call in, just say, I really don't want my name mentioned. And right. So I'll get a little sticker. And it will say Angel.
Angel.
And mm-hmm. when I see Angel, that tells me that you don't want your name read. So if you are looking to call in this afternoon and you're looking to match up or make a matching fund, give us a call. No donation is too small or too large.
That's true, yes. And it only takes a few minutes.
That's true.
Just takes a few minutes.
Very short, very short. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Let's see what we've got coming up here. All right, Jesus Saves. I don't know that I know the song. Let's try it out. Let's see what it is.
Sounds good. 772-221-1100. Give us a call.
Phone lines open.
Hear the heart of heaven beating. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. And the hush of mercy breathing. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Hear the host of angels sing. Glory to the newborn King, and the sounding joy repeating, Jesus saves. See the humblest hearts adore Him. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. And the wisest bow before Him. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. See the sky alive with praise, melting darkness in its blaze. There is light forevermore in Jesus saves. He will live our sorrow sharing. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. He will die our burden bearing. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Okay, that was Travis Cottrell, Jesus Saves, and that is a great song. Great song. Well, thanks to Diane this afternoon, actually calling in two times. We have what has been called the kitty cat matching funds.
Meow.
Meow. You're a cat lover, honey.
I know. I used to have a Siamese.
What happened? How did you become allergic to cats?
I don't know. After I didn't have her anymore, I don't know.
What happened to Princess? Princess was your cat.
I know. She was so cute. She would talk to you.
She would. Yes, she would. She was a beautiful cat.
She was. You talk to her and she'd talk back. It was so cute.
Only issue I had with Princess was that Princess, after I got my car painted, jumped up on the, jumped for the hood, and because I think it was freshly painted, her little paws didn't get a hold just right and just put a nice kitty scratch right up there. Or maybe Princess was saying, I like this green car.
Well, it must have been.
Yeah, it was a green car. Yeah. But anyway, you've been somewhat allergic to cats, and yet we go into people's homes and have ladies' groups and prayer meetings and Bible studies, and they have cats. How do you handle that?
As long as I don't touch them, it usually doesn't bother me. Okay. But it's hard to resist,
I know, you just want to touch him, don't you?
My friend Toddie, when we come for prayer, she said one day one of the cats were sick, and I says, oh, well, we've got to pray for the cat. So I touched the cat, and she goes, go wash your hands. But anyway, yeah.
Well,
it was okay.
We do pray for cats. We prayed for our dog, and it makes a difference. It makes a difference. I remember back in the day, your brother was talking about being at, I think, I don't know, they were at some kind of meetings, maybe Women's Aglows or something. But anyhow, they were talking about meeting these people that had these African violets. Your mom liked African violets,
didn't she? Yeah, they were so beautiful.
And your mom, boy, she could grow things too. Mm-hmm. She had beautiful flowers all around her yard, and it was always so pretty up there. Roses, and what were those big blooms that were out? She had some
hydrangeas.
Yes. Those were beautiful, kind of purpley like.
Well, and if the soil, it depends on the soil, the pH in the soil, they could be pink and purple all in the same.
At the same time.
At the same time, yes.
So you could have different colors.
They were beautiful.
But she had all those, and she had African violets in her window sill, and they just grew and bloom. Well, I remember, I think it was your brother talking about this couple that, or this lady that had these African violets, and they wouldn't bloom. And so they had heard about praying, that God cares about what we care about, and it's okay to pray about your animals, and you know, pray about your plants, I suppose. And so they had prayed for their plants. This lady had prayed for her African violets, and they began to bloom. And she was giving God credit for those blooming, and I thought, Can you do that? You know, that seemed kind of weird. But you know the story, the day your car, our car, but it really was more your car, driving across the state of Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
You kept saying, I smell something burning. I smell something. Something's burning.
Something's hot. Something doesn't smell right.
Let's give the phone number out. We'll come back to that story.
772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
So we're going to go to a song. We'll come back with a story. We were driving across the state. We were involved in ministry at that time, but we were taking, I think we had a weekend away. We were taking a few days off. We were going, I think, Marco Island or someplace, Sanibel or something over there. And we're driving the car, and my dear wife, her daddy was a master, a mechanic. And you have a very good nose, don't you?
I do.
And she kept saying, I smell something. No, everything's fine. I checked everything before we left. Famous last words.
I do. May not.
And she only husband that has got into trouble with those famous last words. No, everything's fine. I checked it. It's going to be fine. Well, let's go to Rescue Story with Zach with Troubles. You know that song, don't you?
That's good. That's a good song.
What do you know about Zach Williams?
He's really good. He goes into the prisons and sings to the prisoners. And
He's the one.
Oh, he's the one. Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's
and they love good. It. They love it. Love oh, it. They do, yes.
Is this one of the songs he sings?
Probably.
Okay. Well, let's see. Rescue story. Yeah.
Yes, that's one of them. Definitely.
Crying out from the pit of my
despair. There you were in the shadows, holding out your hand. You made me there. And now where would I be without you? Where would I be, Jesus? You were the voice in the desert, calling me out in the dead of night, fighting my battles for me. You were my rescue story, lifted me up from the ashes, carried my soul from death to life, bringing me from glory to glory. You were my rescue story. You are, you are my rescue story. You are, you are. You're writing the pages before I had a name, before I needed grace. Oh, you're singing songs of redemption. Never gave up on me. You were my testimony. Oh, you never gave up on me. You never gave up on me. You were my testimony. Oh, you never give up on me. Oh, you never give up on me.
battles. Jehovah Nissi fights your battles. Jehovah Nissi fights your battles. That's who he is, yeah. Jehovah Nissi fights your battles. Jehovah Jireh meets your need. Jehovah Rapha heal your body, yeah. Jehovah Shalom be your peace. Oh, Jehovah Nissi fights your battles. Jehovah Jireh meets your need.
We are.
I know we're here, but
here
what's the phone number?
772-221-1100.
And yes. If you're just tuning in this afternoon, this is Jonathan. And I have my wife, Rachel, with me. And also one of my boys, Andrew, is with us in the room today as well. Brought me down some lunch. My wife hanging out with us a little bit this afternoon. And it's Rachel that challenged all the 35 people to join us for our 35th anniversary,
yes,
which was Wednesday this week for a station. And thank the Lord, that was great. We,
yes,
were able to see that fully funded. Actually, we exceeded it. We had 36 donations of $35, so that was great.
That's awesome.
So today we got started this morning. We had Jim and his wife Crystal and their son came into the studio earlier, not today, but the other day. They came in and they actually made a $5,000 donation, as well as a monthly donation. The monthly donation already has been fully matched, and that was the other day. And of course, you know, Palm Beach Iron Works and the Higgins family, they have given, all of them give, and so all of that, almost all of that was matched, not all of it, most of it has been, and so we ended up fully matching the $5,000 that they brought in this morning, so that was great.
Thank the Lord.
And that was kind of like a mad rush just before lunchtime, so really we had a lot of phone calls. That was really great. And then we had waiting a matching fund from Diane, and it mm-hmm. started out at $500. She called back and said, we need to get this done. She added another $480. Was it $480? I think it's $480.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it is $480. I guess I should put my glasses back on. So that brought us up to $980 that Diane from Tequesta brought in. And Diane gives all the time to the station. She's a very faithful part of our ministry, helping out in so many ways. So Diane, thank you so much for your giving. And she actually, we were praying for her kitty, and
yes,
Kitty's name is Katie.
Katie,
who has diabetes, and I didn't realize that. Never really thought about animals as being diabetic, but anyhow, we lifted up the cat in prayer and totally believe in that. But we were just talking about going to the other coast of Florida on vacation.
Oh,
and if you remember, that was I think that was the same trip where when we stopped for gas, I had our bicycles on the back on a bike rack.
You had just bought a bicycle.
Just bought a bicycle. I'd bought it at a pawn shop.
Yep.
And a guy came up and said,
He was so huge, too.
He was a huge guy, and he's telling me that I have his stolen bicycle. You have my stolen bicycle. And I'm like, I don't have your stolen bicycle. I bought this bicycle at a pawn shop. I have a receipt for my purchase. And he's like, that bicycle is my bicycle. And so he said, get down and look at the number. There's a number on the bicycle. I can't remember where it was. It was like down in the bottom someplace. And he said, I'm going to read you the serial number for that bicycle.
Oh my goodness.
So he read the number.
It
was his bicycle. It had been stolen. It ended up in a pawn shop. And I ended up buying it, so it ended up having to go back to the pawn.
Right.
That was the starting of that trip.
But you did get your money back,
I did.
Remember?
Well, I got another bicycle.
You got another bicycle.
I got another bike, which may not have been quite as good as that one, but it was a nice bike, and we used to buy a lot of things there. But anyhow, that started our trip. Then we're driving across the state, and we're heading over to, I don't know, Sanibel, one of those places. We used to go over there once in a while, and we had a few days off, and so we're traveling across the state, and you kept telling me you smelled something.
Yep, I did.
Right?
It was very, very smelly.
And I was not listening to you.
It was hot. Something was burning.
Well, you were saying, something's burning. Like, no, I checked everything. Everything's good. You know, I checked oil. The engine is fine. Everything is good. It's running good. So we're driving like, I don't know, 60 miles an hour or something. And we were in a Buick Riviera. And the Buick Riviera was a diesel. It was the GM diesel. And at full road speed, the engine froze. It just froze. It didn't slowly stop. It froze. Full road. And there we are sitting on the side of the road. And so you're like, I told you I smelled something. So up ahead of us on the left, I believe it may have been maybe a processing plant, maybe for oranges or something.
I think so. Yeah. We're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we were out in the middle of nowhere. But anyhow,
We were on 60, weren't we?
No, that was not 60.
Was not 60.
No, we were going around the south end.
Oh, okay.
South end of Lake Okeechobee.
Okay.
So we're heading across from the south end. But there's this factory of some sort up there, and we're not sure what it is. But anyhow, we got a jug and thought, maybe we can get some water.
Right.
So at this point, open the hood. The hood is like crinkling. There's just heat waves coming up off the engine.
And there was bubbles. Remember the bubbles all around the gaskets?
Like,
it was all
for
bubbles.
The head. The head gasket for the engine was just, it was bubbling.
It was sizzling.
The Permatex. Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever those gaskets were for the head, they were just bubbling. And I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, well, what are we going to do? And you had a great suggestion. What was your suggestion?
I said, well, you know, we could just pray. Well, just lay hands on it and pray.
That's what you said.
That's all we can do.
You said, lay hands on it and pray for it. Now, I'm kind of frustrated at this point.
He was very frustrated.
I was very frustrated. So I'm like, well, exactly where do you suggest I lay my hands? There wasn't, you couldn't touch the fender. Everything was like scorched. It was so hot. And so anyhow, prayed for the car.
Yes, we did. I said, well, touch the bumper. Touch something.
Touch something. I don't know. There's probably a fender at some place. We did lay hands on the car.
Yes, we did.
We laid hands on the car. We prayed for the car. And what happened?
Well, we put the water in it, remember?
Slowly.
Right.
You know, but
and
we let the car cool down. And then we were able to put the water in slowly. And then what happened?
And it started right up.
It started up. And we drove to the other coast.
Yes.
It ran perfectly.
Right.
It did not leak anymore.
Right.
We didn't have to do any repairs on it whatsoever.
No, nothing.
And we continued to drive that car for, I don't know, a lot of miles.
A long time.
A lot of miles.
And our brother-in-law at the time.
The mechanic.
He was a mechanic, and he said, that's just an impossible thing. That's just not possible. We said, well, this is what happened.
That's what happened.
Yes. It was God.
It was God.
God healed that car on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere, literally.
And we had a great time away. And you would think that I would learn from that point to listen to my wife better. But I
God's still working on me.
Let's not talk about it. But the point is that God is at work in our lives. God knows how to take care of us. God knows how to deliver us. You know, Todd yesterday was in here, Todd the plumber, and he was talking about that accident where he was thrown out of a vehicle at 75 miles an hour. And you know, bruised, sore, a few scratches, but no broken bones. And just an awesome testimony that came out of that. So today, if you're going through some things in your life, and listen, we all go through things. All of us go through things.
Yes, we do.
In this world, we're going to face demons. We're going to face the devil. We're going to face challenges. We're going to have circumstances. There's going to be a lot of things. You know, right now, even in the global markets, there's a lot of questions about war, Iran, and all these different things. And we could look at all those things, or we could just say, you know what? God's always taking care of us. Mm-hmm. We're going to trust in God. And so I believe we have a lot of family at WCNO that are not going to be distracted by the conditions in the world. They're not going to be distracted by all the concerns about, you know, is the stock market going up? Is it going down? And what's happening with this? What's happening with that? Our eyes are on the Lord.
Amen.
And so as far as serving God, we're going to serve the Lord.
Yes.
Regardless of what we face, we're going to serve the Lord. And we talk about this a lot, dear.
Yes.
Let's give the phone numbers out again. We're looking for your phone call. I know Tom always told me you're talking, people are listening.
Yes, we got to match this $980.
But now it is, it's no longer
nine. No, that's right. It's eight.
It is 830.
830.
Because we had a $100 donation,
a
$50 donation, so we're down to
$830,
and so we're looking for your call this afternoon. Give us a shout.
Woohoo! 772-221-1100. Can't wait to hear from you.
772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Give us a call, or you can go online to WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. There at that website, you can make a comment. You can make a prayer request. You can give us a praise report.
Yes.
You can also find a QR code if you want to give me that way, and that's a pretty quick way. So there's a lot of different options that you have. You can also text, and you can text WCNO to 24365. $830. Who's going to join Diane in saying, let's get this done?
Yes.
This is what Diane's saying. We need to get this done this afternoon.
Let's get this done.
So, you know.
Thanks, Diane.
That's it. A week ago Monday when we started, we had 6 months of operational expenses to raise. And, of course, we're now in the last day. This is the second week, the last day. And we have raised, fully funded, 5 months. We're working on the final month, that
sixth month.
So this is actually the month of September that we're raising the operational budget for. Now, we do have, of course, the option where you can make a donation, but you can also make a pledge. And a pledge is simply your commitment as God provides to fulfill what God has put on your heart. So if God puts in your heart in over the next 6 months, this isn't this week, it's not today, it's over the next 6 months, God puts in your heart to believe for $100, $50,
yes.
$5, whatever,
$1,000,
whatever.
Nothing's too small, nothing's too large.
Nothing at all. So
yes.
Whatever God puts in your heart, you call in and say, this is what I'm pledging, and then we're just going to believe God with you. We're not going to call you. We're not going to send mail. You know, and when 6 months are up, if you're not able to pay it within the 6 months, then whenever God provides and you're able, then that's when you give. And, you know, sometimes things happen. Sometimes we go through valleys. We go through tough times. And we've had times like that in our marriage where it didn't look like we were going to make it another day. I remember buying groceries on credit cards,
and then they
took our credit cards away.
And then they took the credit cards.
So we couldn't even buy groceries on credit cards.
We had one payment on a car. They tried to take it, too.
That's a story.
And I said, it's in the garage. If you break in, I guess you can have it.
Well, yeah, we didn't.
One payment.
We didn't want to offer it to them.
No,
I think we'll talk a little more about that. We're going to come back. We're going to play a song.
God's faithful.
Give us a call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Who's going to come alongside of Diane praying for her cat, Katie? She has two cats, yes. Leo and Katie. And Katie is diabetic, and we're just praying that the Lord will bring some healing to that cat. But Diane is making a matching funds challenge of $980. We're right now at $830, so give us a call.
772-221-1100.
Phone lines are open.
Our Father.
And who was that?
That was Don Moen.
That was Don Moen.
Don Moen, yes.
Don Moen.
Yeah.
Singing Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy
very
name.
Worshipful.
We like Don Moen a lot.
Do.
He has such a beautiful spirit.
Yes, he does.
Very soothing voice. What are you after, my son? He is over here trying
paperwork.
To get into my
he
stuff.
He just wants a piece of paper.
He
if you
wants
have
a
one.
Piece of paper. Well, he can't have that piece
no.
of paper. Well, here.
He thinks he's studying. Are you going to study, buddy? He's studying. There you go.
All right. The number again is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And just so you know where we are this afternoon, this is Prayer and Share. It's one of the two times during the year we come and pass the offering plate, asking you to prayerfully be partners with us in this ministry, as this is how we cover the cost of our operations. Every 6 months, we come and share and open up our phone lines, send out some letters to people that have been on our mailing list. And we only mail out a couple times a year. We don't send out a lot of mail. But we do look to see the people of God come alongside of us, just as you've done for 35 years. And we continue to know that God has raised this ministry up. He has sustained us. And we've learned to trust God.
Amen.
In our life, with our children, with our finances, mm-hmm. with our marriage,
yes.
with the ministry, with the... Mm-hmm. Every aspect of our life, we trust yes. God in those areas. And so, honey, that's just the way it is. Well, Diane, Diane has made a $980 matching fund challenge.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
And we are right now with $830 remaining in that matching fund. $830. And every gift that you give
yes.
right up to that is going to be matched by Diane.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a shout this afternoon. And why is it called the Kitty Cat Matching
yes,
Fund?
Yes, why? Because she has a cat.
She has two cats.
Katie and Leo.
Katie and Leo. And Katie is... is struggling, I guess. Was that a right word to say?
Well,
with diabetes, or she has
yeah.
diabetes. And I just never thought,
her.
Yeah, never thought about cats having diabetes. But we do have a couple other prayer requests we want to
yes.
Bring. One, we just heard that Jim Sunderworth, we should be lifting him up in prayer. And so let's see what the report is. Left side is affected. Mid-February, he had a stroke. Be lifting him much better now. Walking 2 miles every day.
Oh,
still needs
God.
Prayer for continued and complete healing. So we're going to lift him
yes.
up. And honey, there's someone else that
yes,
you just said.
We had a prayer request from John and Artie for their granddaughter, little Leola.
Leola.
She is in the hospital. She
Why don't
has,
you lift Leola up? I'll lift Jim
okay.
up in a moment.
So, Father God, she's
Thank
had
you,
a
Father.
High fever, coughing, and she's having
we
a hard time
the fever
breathing.
In the name of
Lord,
Jesus.
Lord, we speak to this little child's
yes,
body,
Father.
Healing and restoration.
Amen.
In your mighty name, Father, because it's the name above all names.
Amen.
That her oxygen levels would return to where they
to
should
normal.
Be. And yep. we ask in Jesus' name that you touch her mom
Thank
and
you,
her
Lord.
Dad and all the other children in the daycare, Father,
Bring
that are
healing,
sick.
Lord.
We ask you for your healing touch. In your Jesus mighty name we ask it. Amen.
And Father, lift up Jim Sunderworth.
Yes,
we were just playing, actually this morning, some of Jim's album. What a great psalmist and
yes.
worship leader. A great part of the body of Christ,
Jesus.
Morningside Church. And we were not aware of the fact that he had had an attack with a stroke. And Father, we pray for full restoration for
yes.
Jim, and that you would just raise him
Thank
back
you,
up
Father.
Strong, and that he will continue to live a long and healthy life,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Bless him. Be
Thank
with
you,
his
Father.
Wife, the family. We commit him into your hands today in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And Father, we also lift up WCNO. We lift up this fundraising season and pray for your strength this afternoon for our bodies, for our voices, and also, Father, for our listeners, that our family of listeners would be able to get to a phone, make that
yes,
phone
Father.
Call, make that donation. We thank you, Father, for meeting all of our need according to your riches in glory, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 772-221-1100.
772-221-1100.
Well, today, We've been talking in particular about what your donation will do. And Nick had come in and he was talking about texting. He was all excited about texting. And he said, you know, a cup of coffee, you can easily spend $4 to $6 for a cup of coffee.
Mm, depending said if, on what you get, yes.
And where you, you know, where you're shopping.
Buying it,
sure.
Yeah.
So his thing was $1 per cup. Text, it just takes a couple minutes to text a donation. And if all of our family that have never yet given would just text $5.
Yes.
One time. I mean,
one
if
time.
All of our family would text mm-hmm. that $5, we would very quickly have the full budget met. And so is that going to happen? Probably not, right?
It hasn't happened yet, right?
It has not happened
yet.
It could happen, but we don't even need everyone listening to do that. We probably need a small percentage of those listening to do that. But the point is, everybody can do something.
Yes.
It could be a dollar, and you can easily text that. It could be a dollar, it could be $4, $5, but whatever God puts in your heart to give, that will be a great blessing today. For example, a $26 offering, if you just gave $26, mm-hmm. that would provide 1/2 hour of WCNO listeners' support. So if you look at that and say, well, I don't even have $26, but this is over 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So if you gave $6 or $5, if you gave $5 a month,
right.
and set that up on a card or whatever, over 6 months, that's $30.
That would be very helpful.
And it's just
yes.
$5 a month.
Right.
So $5 a month turns into $30 over 6 months,
mm-hmm.
and that will fully fund and 1/2 hour of
right.
airtime. And so we've had a number of people that have done that. And we have some that are giving $26 every month.
Awesome.
Said, I would like to provide for 1/2 hour
uh-huh.
of airtime on listener support on WCNO at $26 a month. And that is tremendous. That's
yes.
tremendous. And David has returned.
Dang.
And that tells me that David, his rest was interrupted by a yapper.
Well, to be honest, that didn't happen a whole lot.
Oh, it didn't really?
Good.
I was amazed.
Wow.
This is our new dog we got from after our friend passed.
Oh, yes.
And she's a lady's dog, and she really quickly bonded with Cynthia.
Wow.
So one day last week, Cynthia was gone having lunch with a neighbor, and I got home for lunch, and from the time I walked through the door, it's bark, 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 bark,
oh,
bark,
no.
bark.
Oh, my goodness.
And I knew what it was, you know, so, and no naps happened that day.
Oh.
So I was a little apprehensive today because she's down having lunch with
right.
her sister there in Boca. And so, but I came home, and Mia, she was active, and she's looking at me like, where is she? Where'd you put her?
Right, right.
but no barking. Maybe there was one moment a car drove by, and she thought it was her and started to bark.
Well.
But apart from that, she...
Aww.
So there's been a healing,
good,
if you
good.
Will. Because, I was thinking, how are we going to do this, you know?
Right.
My sanity some days is questionable. And then, you know, you have all that going on. But anyway, it's all okay now. So.
Yes. Well, we have a matching fund.
We do.
I heard this is the one
with the
cat.
Yes,
with the cat.
But the
Katie.
Matching fund grew.
Oh, it did. Oh,
it grew. Okay. It started out at $500. Diane called back.
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
she increased that to $980.
Oh,
she said, we need to get this done.
Amen.
That's
right.
what she said.
Wow.
We need to get this done. So even though we have up until, what is it, 10 till 3? We
it
have
is.
Up until 3:30. We have up until 3:30
okay.
to match this up. So we are looking to fully match it by 3:30. We have that much time. We don't need to wait that long because we are running out of time.
Yes, yes.
With prayer and share. And, you know, this is 2 weeks. This is the second week, the last day, and
right.
we have funded 5 months already. And we are now funding the last second week. We're working on the last month. And David, God has helped us. We fully matched that first 10,000. We're over that. And right now, I can't see because I'm on the wrong screen.
I was going to say.
On the computer.
It doesn't
have the wrong
the right screen
on the computer.
Yes.
Computer.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about the fact that someone for even $5 a month can cover 1/2 hour
mm-hmm.
of airtime.
Yeah.
So everyone can do something. Give us a call this afternoon, 772-221-1100. That's it. That is my wife, and we can sing in unison, and we can speak in unison.
Yes.
And she knows what I should say and what I might say before I say it.
She might say.
She knows that.
Isn't that
but that's after, that's after 30 years of marriage, plus 10, plus 7, right? 47?
47
years of marriage.
In October. 47.
In October.
And he still loves me. It's amazing.
And he put up with me. You know what I mean?
And I had hair back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, yes, he did.
I had lots of hair back
he
in the
did.
Day.
He did. He had a lot of hair.
I did. Now I'm follically challenged along with some other challenges.
Yeah.
But
Well.
All right. Yeah. And, you know, as we think about this afternoon, we are going to perhaps need some kings and priests to step up today.
Yes.
And you say, what is a king and a priest? Well, a king and a priest is someone who's mature in the Lord and is blessed of the Lord and understand that God has given you resources and given you the ability to add influence to others and to impact the kingdom of God in a significant way. And so if you're able to give on that kind of a level, you might be able to give $1,229 and cover one whole day of broadcast.
Mm.
And I believe there's someone listening today that could actually give a full week's airtime.
Mm.
And that's about 8,653.
Mm.
And so if God is talking to you, I believe the Lord's been talking to some people for days.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yes.
You know, they're just kind of waiting. They're waiting. What's going to happen? What's going to happen in the last day? Well, this is the last day.
Touch him, Lord.
Right.
And you're just wondering, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the only question. That is the only question.
Mm.
What does God want us to do? And then once we know, we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, you were talking about the car.
Yes.
That was back in the 90s, back in 1992.
Hmm.
Let's give the phone number first.
772-221-1100.
772-221-1100. Give us a call this afternoon. It was back in the 90s, 1992. I was on the way to a minister's meeting, and a car ran a red light. I was on a motorcycle. I T-boned the car, totaled the car, and it actually ended up saving the passenger's life because they found cancer at a very early stage, and her lungs were able to treat that. But for me, I was thrown airborne. I was in the air 50 feet, flew over several cars, slid many feet on US-1 right out here in town, was pronounced dead by the officer. The ambulance did not even come to me. It was about 45 minutes before they had taken care of the ladies. They finally came back. Someone had been adding pressure to my wrist to keep me from bleeding to death while I lay there in the road. But actually, I heard the officer say, it's a shame he's gone. Somebody asked, is there a phone number we should call for this man? I gave the phone number. A man called the office. You know, I'm pronounced dead, and I was actually talking. But I was in and out of consciousness. Well, following that time, many years of recovery were required. But following that time, I'd been working at UPS, so I had income. At the church, I was bivocational. And so the church, sometimes we got paid, sometimes we didn't get paid. So it was one of those times when basically everything was on the line. We thought, you know, we're going to lose our house. They're going to shut the power off. They're going to repossess the car. And how are we going to put food on the table? What is going to take place? And that was before we adopted our boys. And so that was a very trying time. And honey, how was that time for you? I know it was really stressful. I hated the phone to ring. Because when the phone rang, somebody...
the bill collectors still call, believe me.
They called, and they would say things like, oh, so you're a preacher. Your husband's a preacher.
You can't pay your bills.
And you're not paying your bills. And, you know,
it's terrible.
So, it was a tough time. And we had a Grand Prix, Pontiac Grand Prix, in the garage. When we bought it, we had a 60-month loan on it. We had paid 59 payments, and they were coming to repossess the car with one payment left. Here I am, busted up in the house. This was our car. And what did you say?
I said, well, okay, it's locked in the garage, so if you break in the house, that might be a problem.
But
I mean, what are you supposed to say to people like that? One payment? Just one payment, that's all.
Well, they're that way.
I know.
Maybe not so much today, but back then.
Oh,
yeah, they
terrible.
Were very much that way. But the point is, you can be serving God and you can still go through tough times.
Yes. Yeah,
you can be serving God. You can be following God as best you know how. You can be a tither. You can be giving. You can be doing everything in your power and yet come under some very serious attack. It looked to us like, well, the enemy told me, you're doing, your wife would be better off with you dead because you're nothing but a burden. But we didn't have life insurance. We didn't have any retirement. We didn't have anything. The church didn't have the resources to pay us anything. And so I'd been working. That was our income. But God took care of us, didn't he?
He did. He
they
did.
Didn't take the car.
Every single step of the way, he took care of us.
The car was not repossessed.
Yeah.
We paid these things off. We paid everything that we owed. Eventually, it took some time. It literally took years for us to see order brought back to every area of our life.
Yeah.
But God was faithful.
Yeah.
We're still in the same house.
Same house.
You know, we moved in 1986.
86,
yeah,
yes,
we're in the same house.
Wow.
Yeah. And that car we ended up giving to your parents.
To my dad.
And they drove that for years. And so, God took care of us. God took care of us. And I have to say, back in those days, there was a ministry in town called King's Kids.
Yes.
And King's Kids was led, it was at the United Methodist Church here in town. And Evans Crary, Rick Crary, I believe there may have been one other Crary, was a part of the ministry there. And one day, Evans came to visit me in the hospital. And Evans asked me a question. He said, "What do you need?" And David, I'm sitting there thinking,
I don't need anything.
I don't have the I don't have the money to pay the mortgage. I don't have the money to pay the car payment, and just went down the line. The light bill, didn't have money for that. And all these things we didn't have money for, and it ended up being several thousand dollars. And so he's looking at me and he said, "Now, unless you tell me what your need is,
I can't
meet your need." You have to admit that you have a need.
Yeah.
And if you tell me your full need will be met. And so I just wasn't used to telling people that I had a need. That's kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they've learned to go and ask.
And ask and ask and ask with their hand out. They come with their hand out.
Yeah. I mean, they're very, they're very well accepted.